Okay, I'm back and ready when you are, Serena.
Yes, I'm here.
Good, okay. I've just found this other verse as well. This is 1 Peter 4:13. And this was sort of what I was thinking about, how we partake in the same suffering as Jesus Christ in order to glorify God.
好，我们接下来的课程，我们继续再谈哦。那个 Tim 他找到了他刚刚想要讲的这个金句，就是彼得前书四章十三节，他说到呢，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候，也可以欢喜快乐。
This is but rejoice, and here we have but we.We're sharing in the same suffering as Jesus. We partake in the same kind of a suffering as Jesus.
这个经句呢，他用了一个很重要的一个词，就是共同分享。啊，也就是说，我们要与基督一同受苦的这个一同这个字啊，是我们去分享了跟基督他在十字架所受的苦一样的苦。
Yeah, now you have the word partake, and partake means you're sharing in the same thing, or you're joining in this thing. Though, of course, we will never suffer the same kind of suffering that Jesus had.
这个英文叫 partake, 就是说你也一同哈去分享，一同接受的意思。那当然说实在话，我们人怎么可能可以像基督一样承受到同样那么全人类史有史为以及未来的所有的苦痛呢？所以我们只是假想，当我们受苦的时候，我们是与基督一同啊分担一些基督的苦。但是这个词也让我们理解到，我们受苦时候的心应该有的心情。
The suffering of Jesus Christ was unique to Jesus Christ. No one else has to take the punishment for anybody else's sins, and no one else will ever have to suffer as much as Jesus Christ did.For those 3 hours upon the cross.
我们其实可以理解的，其实我们人类所受的苦，基本上我们都是为自己而受苦，很少有，根本不太有机会是为别人而受苦。而这个，但是呢，而耶稣基督却是在十字架上那三个小时，是承担了史上所有的，还有未来所有人类的苦痛。所以这个我们在受的苦，怎么样都无法与基督所受的苦相较。
But we do partake in the suffering in the way that we can overcome. We can have victory over the suffering. We don't get bitter, we don't get angry, we don't feel sorry for ourselves.
但是我们可以做到什么呢？就是当我们在受苦，受到苦难的时候，我们可以不会苦毒，不会忧愁，不会这个愤怒。当我们可以做到我们的态度，就是受到苦痛的时候，我们的态度是跟基督耶稣一样的这种态度，一个喜乐的态度的时候呢，我们就有一点像耶稣基督了，所以我们就可以像他一样一同受苦的态度。
That's, you know, we have the same attitude as Jesus Christ had, but that can only come from the learning and the application of Bible doctrine under the filling ministry of the Holy Spirit.That's what Jesus did. He learned the word of God. You have to apply the word of God, and it has to be under the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，我们当我们学习这个圣经神的话语的教导，然后我们呢去实行，就是把它使用出来。那同时是在圣灵的这个同在充满之下啊，我们做到这些事情的时候，我们就有办法。如同耶稣基督一样在面临苦难的时候有耶稣基督的态度，那我们就能够被称为与基督一同受苦。
See, because we're learning the same thinking that Jesus had, which means, you know, we're learning the doctrine and we're under the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we do have the same thinking that Jesus had. That's Philippians 2:5.
这样的，当我们呢能够做到如耶稣基督一样的态度跟喜乐跟这个顺服，那我们就是用了基督耶稣的心来彼此对待。这是腓立比书2:5，你们要用基督耶稣的心彼此对待。
Yes, in Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you. And the word to have the mind in you, remember that word phroneo that we had which means objective thinking. So you're thinking like Jesus Christ, the same thinking that was also in Jesus Christ, the same thinking as him.
所以以耶稣基督的心啊来对待彼此，其实这个字就是说，当你用了耶稣基督的心，你就像耶稣。
And remember also what gets you to pass your suffering as Jesus Christ was able to pass his suffering was his love for God the Father.
哎，我们要记得呢，耶稣基督之所以可以通过这个苦难的，完全是因为他对天父的爱。
This is why when you suffer, you have to look at this, you know, why are we suffering? And the reason is for God's glory. And in that way, we also share in the sufferings of Christ as well. Because as Christ glorified God through his suffering, so we can glorify God through our suffering.
当我们有着如耶稣一样的心，也就是有着对天父一样的爱，我们耶稣在十架上所做的承担苦难然后超越苦难，就让他能荣耀神。而我们面对我们的苦难，我们个人各自的苦难，我们当能够用一个喜乐的心然后超越这个苦难的时候，我们也一样荣耀天父，荣耀我们的神。
And another application of this as well is that we see a lot of Christians when they do suffer, especially physical pain,Now, they like to have other people pray for them, and they say, you know, please pray for me that my cancer will be healed, or please pray for me that my COVID will go away very quickly or something. But yeah, that time of suffering, God is actually, he's using that. So if people can pray and then the pain goes away, then the means to glorify God is gone.So if you pray for God to take away your suffering and then he takes your suffering away,God is not glorified through your thinking or through your application of doctrine, because all you did was pray for a miracle, and it's very easy for God to give a miracle.
But why God wants to give miracle?
He doesn't. What I'm saying is that God doesn't need to prove that he can take away pain, but what he wants to do is prove that his children can apply the word of God and that they would be happy because of the word of God, that they can be happy under the...immense pain.
But maybe the prayer is actually asking God to give more trust in God.
That's a good prayer. That's the way we should pray. But a lot of people don't pray like that. They just say, God, take away my pain, or God, take away the pain from my friend or something.
Okay. And then sometimes the pain just gone. Then what does that mean?
Well, yeah, sometimes God will do that, but even God told Paul, he said, Paul, I'm not taking away your suffering. You have to suffer because my grace is good enough for you.
So sometimes the miracle does happen, sometimes doesn't happen. It's because if God thinks it's better for us to suffer, then the pain will be there.
Yeah, but the thing is, yeah, God, he never says pray for a miracle to take away pain.God does say, pray for wisdom and pray for humility and pray that you can get through your test.
Okay. 当有些时候我们身体有病痛或者是有一些周遭有苦难的时候，我们会请求旁边的人代祷，让这个苦痛可以去掉。但实际上神在教我们的不是这种方式的祷告，他教导我们的是要我们要在这种苦难中呢，是求神给予智慧，给予这个谦卑，让我们能够在神的话语中学习，可以经历苦难而可以战胜苦难，所以而不是在求神不要让我身体病痛，这样子的求神不要给病痛，就等于是不让我们有机会可以荣耀神。所以我们要很小心的注意我们到底是如何的去跟神祷告，当我们经历苦难的时候应该如何祷告。
Yeah, you have to remember that your purpose in life is to be a witness in the angelic conflict. So we're being used to prove to Satan that God is a God of justice and a God that we can trust.
我们要知道呢我们的神呢是我们可以信任，而且但是他是永远带着公义的齁，他是不能够容许任何的不公义存在的。所以我们要清楚的知道我们来这一生的目的是什么。我们来这一生的目的是为了见证神的公义。 所以我们要清楚的知道，这个在神的公义下，我们的所有的罪是会必须要得到一个结果的。
Yeah, and we're also proving to Satan, and we're proving to the angels and to the unbelievers that whatever the circumstances are in our life, whatever the suffering, we still have a love for God. We still love God. We still worship God under all circumstances.
所以我们来人生是要见证一件很重要的事情，就是我们在证明给撒旦，还有那些堕落天使，以及那些不信的人，啊，不相信神的人，我们的生命无论在任何的状态下，多么的苦难的状况下，我们对神的爱永远不变。
Yeah, and the way that we can, you know, prove that, the way that we can stay loyal and faithful to God is because we know Him and we have the thinking of Christ.
而我们之所以可以经历这样的这个试炼，各种的苦难，我们依然能够保持对神的信赖。好，跟信心，是因为我们对天父的爱。
The easiest thing for God to do is to prove that He can do miracles, that He can take away your toothache, or that He can take away your cancer or whatever. But that's very easy for God to prove that. And Satan is not asking for God to prove that He can do miracles. Satan knows that God can do miracles. He saw God create the universe.
而我们要理解啊，神他其实很容易就可以以神迹奇事来帮助我们度过我们的苦难的。但是撒旦他在跟神这个对抗的这个答辩的目的呢，他并不需要神来证明他有这个施行神迹奇事的能力啊。撒旦完全知道神是可以施展奇迹的啊，但是他们之间在天堂法庭所做的争辩是在于我们人是否可以对神永远的信实与顺服。所以我们来这个人世间所做的这个见证是对于神的爱永远不变，而不是来见证神是有神迹奇事，可以施行神迹奇事的神。我们要非常清楚的记得这件事。
We'd like to say that there is nothing difficult for God, or that everything is easy for God.But what is, we could say, like it has a difficulty, is for God to be able to present a witness to Satan to say, this person is loyal to me. He's going to be totally obedient to me under all circumstances. You know, that's not easy for God to find a witness like that.
对神来讲，施行神迹一点都不难。难的是他如何能够找到足够的见证人来见证我们是对神永远的信实。顺服这些见证人是之所以我们人会有所谓的自由意志，就是因为我们要以我们的自由意志来做这个见证。
Okay, so you know, getting back to what I had written from the first session, we say that the body is, it's like a tool, it's a vessel that you only experience this for maybe 60 to 100 years, where God can test youthrough the means of your physical body. There's other tests as well, of course, but it's that the physical body is used to glorify God.
而我们这个身体，这个肉体，就像是个容器。这个容器呢，在人世间也就是活60到100岁啊，这样的一个期间。那这个期间，我们这个人世的肉体带着魂，带着灵，我们就是要来见证我们是否可以对神信实顺服而永远有爱。
Okay, so we're talking about the human body or the physical body. It has two ends or two fates, two destinations. One is for the believer that at death the soul goes into the interim body and then is transferred to the resurrection body at the rapture.Okay, I might have said that a bit long, but you know, we're talking about how there's two kinds of transitions of the soul, one for the believer, one for the unbeliever.
好，所以我们现在要再回过来讲，就是对于这个人类哈，分成两种，一种是信徒，一种是非信徒。那对于信徒，好，他的这个身体死后，他的魂进入中间身体，然后最后就变成了这个永恒的复活身体。那对于 非基督徒呢，他的整个变化是什么呢？
Okay, so this is the unbeliever. Now the unbeliever, when he dies, the soul goes into an interim body as well. Okay, so I'll say at death, the soul goes into an interim body, but this interim body goes to the, what we call torments. It's a kind of an interim body for him as well, in torments. And this is actually a proper place. This is in the middle of the world, in Hades. At death, the soul goes into an interim body in torments.
But later on, they will get the resurrection body as well, right?
That's right, yes. But we'll just leave it here for now.
好，然后呢，对于非信徒呢，当他们死后，他们的身体、肉体啊，就在这个世上啊，他的就死去，然后他的魂呢就会离开这个身体，而这个魂呢也会进入一个中间身体，就 interim body。
interim。
所以这个 interim 是应该是说叫临时性的哈，不要讲中间的，我应该翻错了，应该是一个临时性的身体。
Yeah, the word interim, it sort of means like temporary or something in the middle of something else, like while you're waiting for something else.
好，所以呢，当非信徒他死后呢，他的魂进入一个临时性的身体 interim body 呢，然后呢，这个临时性的身体是会在这个称之为地狱的这个深谷啊。
I'll just give you an example of the word interim. You have somebody, maybe they finished school.And then they're going to go to university, but there's a gap. So we say in the interim, he did some work experience by working at Starbucks or something like that.
Well, temporary is very clear.
Yeah, but if you say in the interim, it means like in the middle period. So it is temporary, but you're explaining that there's one thing that happened and it finished, and then you're waiting for something else to happen as well.
Yeah, so it's an interim.I-N-T-E-R-I-M 这个字哦，其实就是有两个意思，一个是叫临时的概念，另外一个就是在中间的概念，也就是说在两个状态的中央，称之为 interim。
So while this unbeliever is waiting for the great white throne judgment, he has an interim body as well, and we know it's a proper body. We see Jesus talking about these people in torments. They're standing in their bodies. They've got eyes, they've got a mouth, they can speak. We talk about the tongue, that the man wants the water put on his tongue. So these are like physical human bodies, but they're in torments.
So for the people before church age, they are also in the ground. They also have the interim body.But they have a better situation, right?
That's right, because they're in paradise. And even the word paradise, it sounds like they're in a very nice place.
So the interim body still have feelings.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, 好，所以呢，在这些非信徒啊，他们带着的这个 interim body 呢，这个身体，这就是中间临时性的身体呢，他们其实在地下是受到 torments,就是那种叫做深渊啊，里面是受到非常多的折磨的，所以这个 interim body 其实是一个有知觉的身体，所以他们在那个地底下是受到各种的折磨，很痛苦的。So the believers already died. They are now in the paradise, right? With the interim body.
No, if you remember, after Jesus went to the cross, they all got transferred. So all of the believers from the Old Testament, they were in the place called paradise, but they were able to go to heaven because Jesus Christ had paid for their sins already.
So now they are in paradise, now they are in the heaven.
In heaven. So paradise is now empty.
Okay, so how about the church age people already dead?
Well, when they die, they go straight to heaven in the interim bodies.
Okay, 好. But they are still in the interim body.
That's correct.
They don't have the resurrection body.
That's correct.
And the people before church age, they are now in heaven with interim body.
That's right.
So everybody will get a resurrection body when Jesus comes back again.
Only for the church age believers, because the Old Testament believers have to wait till the end of the 7-year tribulation. It depended on what dispensation they were in. because the dispensation of Israel is not finished. So we have to wait for after the tribulation.
Okay, so the capture is only for the people who are alive right now.
No, the rapture is for the Christians now, but also the dead Christians come back to earth. This is in 2 Thessalonians. They come back to the earth in the interim body, and then they will be changed into a resurrection body as well at the same time as us.
Okay. 好，这个有点复杂。就是说呢，在这个应该说教会时期之前啊，去世的那些信徒们，他们死后呢，是以中间身体，就是暂时的中间身体呢，会等在地底下的乐园里面。然后当耶稣他上了十字架，然后复活的时候呢，耶稣就到地底下去啊，把这些人啊接去了天堂。所以这个地底下的乐园，在耶稣复活后那三天后呢，他就消失了。啊，就是这已经把所有的那些信徒都接去天堂了，但是他们在天堂等待的时候呢，还是用着这个所谓中间暂时性的身体。那教会时期开始后已经去世的信徒呢，他们现在是也死后就带着中间暂时性的身体在天堂等待，啊，他们也在天堂了。但是都不是用复活的身体，而是暂时中间的身体在天堂等待。然后呢，当教会时期的信徒还没有去世的时候，如果发生了这个被提的状态呢，这些人呢，他们就立即跟这个被提之后，他们就得到了复活的身体。但是呢，当耶稣再来的时候，就是七年大灾难结束的时候呢，这些原本在天堂带着中间暂时性身体的信徒们呢，会跟着耶稣一起回到世界上来掌权呢，这些人他们会全部都会得到所有的人都会变成有 resurrection， 就是复活的身体。
You can read about that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 until verse 17.
好，这一段经文呢，请大家看帖撒罗尼迦前书的四章十三节到十五节。
Yeah, but you can read that for your homework, and then on Saturday, I guess we have a class on Saturday, we can continue on this topic. It is quite complex, so we probably should spend a bit of time with it.
好，我们这一段帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十三十五节到十五节要当作我们的这个家庭作业啊，下礼拜二上课的时候我们要来特别的讲解。
Great. Okay, so let's bow our heads.
好，那我们现在今天课程到这里，我们现在做结束祷告，请大家低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for your word of truth, which comes by studying your Bible.
感谢天父，让我们能够经由研读圣经而了解你教导的真理。
We give thanks for our understanding that we have of future times, knowing that there will be a time when we will no longer suffer anymore.
经由这样的研读，我们知道在未来的天国里，我们将不再有苦难，不再有折磨。
But we pray that we can appreciate and understand the meaning behind any suffering that we do have to undertake, that we do have to suffer, in our time upon the earth.
而我们也感谢天父教导我们在这个世界上我们现在所受的痛苦折磨都是有它的意义的。
We also pray for the unbelievers that we would have opportunities to share the gospel with them.That they too can understand that there is a perfect place waiting for them in the future if they believe in Jesus Christ.
而求神引导我们能够将这样的美好的福音与其他不信者分享，然后让他们知道他们是可以得到未来永生的美好。
So we give thanks for these things in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们所有的祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. So I'll see you on Tuesday.
好，我们星期二见喽。